Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Elkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
All right, here we go. It is Friday night. High school basketball on the Fox 96.9 SCA play. The Liberty Eagles are at Houston taking on the Houston Tigers. And Houston on the year is 5-16. The Liberty Eagles, 15-8. And I do believe they've won two in a row. Or three in a row. We can go back and look because I got it right here in my book. But last loss was the Willow Springs. Four in a row. We've won four in a row. Okay. All right. I know our last loss was against Willow Springs. So the Houston Tigers, they'll be in the white uniforms. Liberty's in the road red.
My favorite.
I like our red.
I like the red.
I really do. I like all of Liberty's uniforms, but the red trimmed out in that navy blue with the stars, I dig it. I think it's very, very cool. For the Houston Tigers, number one, Jordan Arthur. Zero, Zach Grange. Number three, DJ Riley. He's a sophomore. Number five, Nick Dindon. And number 50, Brody Atkins. Liberty Eagles will start the usual suspects. Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Braden May, and Drake Wells. Have you ever watched the movie Usual Suspects?
I have.
The Usual Suspects. Fantastic movie, you know.
Yeah.
And if you've not watched it, I highly recommend it. At center court, it'll be Drayton Wells and Brody Atkinson. Tip's going to be controlled by Liberty. Parker 2 catches it, brings it out top to Gavin Reese. Reese will start it with Alex Toon. Alex Toon back to Parker. Parker from the wing for three. Hits the rim, no good. Tipped by Mays and controlled by Alex Toon. Here's another three put up. That one by Alex Toon. That's no good. Rebound goes to the Houston Tigers. Out top, starting the offense, DJ Riley. Yeah, DJ's sophomore. Good player, too. Out top to Arthur. Arthur will bring it off to Dennis. Dennis back to Arthur. Arthur leans in, shot's blocked, and it's picked up by Parker Toon. Parker Toon, one-on-one, goes to the left, leans to the right. Shot put up, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty, a three by Gavin Reese, and it's good. Last 15 times these two teams have met, all the way back to 2015, Liberty is 14 wins, Houston one win. So Liberty's had some success, you could say, against the Houston Tigers. Tips basketball, another turnover. Alex Toon's going to take it to the rim, goes up. And can't get it to go. Mays with the rebound and the putback. That won't fall. And it's Houston Tiger basketball at the other end. This is being live video streamed as well. Go to OzarkRadioNews.com. DJ Riley with the floater puts the Houston Tigers on the board. Pressure in the backcourt. Slide by the Tigers. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Good job by Nick Dennis. Alex Toon tried to zip it down the sideline to Parker. Dennis got a piece of it. Gavin Reese will bring it in. Alex will set the offense up. He cheats over to the left side. Parker shifts over to the right. Flashing out top is Reese. bounce, high pass, give and go. Parker Toon underneath. One-hand floater's good. Liberty Eagles get two more. 5-2 is where we're at on the scoreboard here in the first. DJ Riley going to drive in, goes up. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Wells pulls it in off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon at the free throw line, picks it up, gets it to Reese. Reese going to split a couple defenders. The one-hand floater goes up, no good. Rebound, Brody Atkinson. Atkinson to DJ Riley. DJ Riley takes it up. No good. Tip. Rebound, Atkinson. Kicks it back out. Houston. Five-footer goes up. No good by Riley. Rebound, Braden Mays. Liberty brings it the other direction. Alex Toon works it to the right. Going to drive in. Kicks it into the corner. And it was tipped.
It was tipped.
It's going to be Liberty basketball. So Liberty will bring it in on the baseline. Yeah, I think getting a piece of it was it Riley or was it Grange?
I think it was Riley.
Inside, Parker Toon on the baseline. Shot goes up. No good. And the rebound taken by Houston. Houston's diving in. Jordan Arthur goes up high over Drayton Wells for two more. Parker Toon's going to drive in, dishes it to Wells, and Wells can't hang on to it. Liberty turns it over. Tiger basketball. Eagles going to apply some pressure. Kick out of bounds, and Liberty catches the break. Yeah, it's turnover. Looked like it was kicked. Reese into Alex Toon. 4:30 to go here in the first. 5-4. Liberty with the lead. Little alley-oop. Nice. That's a really good pass.
Nice little back screen there.
Yeah, Gavin Reese. That was perfect, and he kisses it off the glass. And Liberty gets two more, 7-4 here in the first. Jordan Arthur, DJ Riley now catching. Top of the key, Riley for three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Gavin Reese, and he's fouled by Brody Atkinson. That's his first. Gavin Reese will bring it in. Atkinson and Grange in the backcourt put on some pressure. Reese peels it off to Parker Toon, and Parker goes right into that trap. You see Coach Harrell telling him right there, man, you know it's there.
That's a turnover for Liberty.
Tigers with the basketball. Trailing Liberty by three, 7-4. 3:48 to go in the first. Riley with the basketball for the Tigers. Gets it to Grange. Grange goes inside. Atkinson, turnaround jumper up, no good. Rebound, Parker Toon. Parker takes it all the way down. Picks the dribble up in the paint. Picks it up. Pulls it.
Kind of had the ball knocked away there. Was able to
pull it up. Riley at the other end. Takes it to the baseline. Kicks it out. Here's a three. Nick Dennis, and it's a 9-7 ball game. 3:08 on the clock in the first. Alex Toon. Oh, he's going to be fouled. That's going to be on Jordan Arthur. I was just fixing to say, that press that Liberty's doing, if Liberty gets to it, it's 3-on-1.
Well, if Liberty can break the press and get it to half court, then it's fast break. Fast break offense.
Eagles bring it in. Reese. Oh, another Liberty turnover. Reese was going to, give that little bounce pass to a cutting Alex Toon, but Houston Tigers take it away. Jordan Arthur with the penetration. Scoop shot up. No good. Wells with the rebound. Has it taken away. Shot put up. Blocked by Wells. It will stay with Houston.
just because you are supposed to win does not mean opponent's going to give it to you.
Oh, no, especially a night like tonight. You've got hoop queen ceremonies before. You got student bodies here. You know, the temperature in here is a little warmer than it is on most game nights for the Houston Tigers.
DJ Riley to Grange. Grange, top of the key. Thought about pulling the trigger. Blocked shot, but it's picked up by Houston. Grange has it knocked away. Reese gets a piece of it, but it goes right back to Zeke Grange. DJ Riley now out top. Tips. Riley tries to get it to Arthur, and Parker Toon gets a piece of it. Liberty's kind of went long out front. They bring Mays out top, the middle of that defense. It's a 2-3 matchup, but it almost turns into a, well, turnover, layup. Gavin Reese gets the takeaway, but it's almost a 3-2 matchup zone.
Yeah.
In the corner, Grange now. He's going to put it on the floor, foul, reach in. That could be against Alex Toon. I was going to say that could be Gavin or Alex. They were both in the vicinity. 11-7, 1:54 to go in the first. Pass out top. It's caught by Dennis. Dennis into the corner. Grange for three more. No good. Atkinson gets the rebound, and the putback does not fall. And then Wells pulls the defensive board down, and he's fouled. Wells is. That's going to go on Zeke Grange. That is his first. See right here again, 3-on-1 if Liberty.
Now go.
Yeah, now you got, there you go. You give it off to Wells, and Drayton gets an easy bucket. But again, I'd like to see Liberty penetrate deeper and try to make that long.
Yeah,
pass.
Houston's got four defenders on the Liberty
backcourt. Yeah. Arthur pulls it out to Atkinson. Atkinson goes in. That's going to be a foul on Wells. Wells kind of sidestepped and went for the block instead of
kind of bodying him up.
Yeah. Shooting two, Brody Atkinson.
It's like Caden Root getting ready to check in for Houston.
First free throw's no good, and Root is going to come in for Zeke Grange. Now, Caden normally starts. He had a touch of the flu and kind of, you know, it's going around. Second one is no good. Wells with the rebound. Uh-oh, long pass. Braden Mays was forgotten about, and Braden makes him pay with an easy bucket. Nice long pass by Gavin Reese. Back to Atkinson inside, working at the low block. High off the glass, no good. Wells gets another rebound. Parker Toon, Alex Toon, shoots the three. Hits the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Root. Houston Tigers. From the elbow, shot put up, no good. And it's a loose ball. It's going to be run down by Liberty, or by Houston. It's been taken away by Mays. Mays
going to be fouled, or
Parker gets it.
Yeah. Mays got it to Parker, and Parker's going to be fouled by Nick Dennis.
And that wasn't on the shot. Oh, inside again, the inbound play right to Gavin Reese, wide open. Gavin with 9 points here in the first. He's got 9 of Liberty 17. Riley, inside, reverse layup, shot up, no good. Atkinson with the rebound, offensive board, that's no good. Liberty pulls it down. Mays catches at the wing, gets it back to Alex Toon. The one-hand floater at the buzzer.
At the buzzer.
Goes in from the free throw line. After one, Liberty 19, Houston 7. We'll take a 60-second break, come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second. Liberty in SCA play has one loss. And I think Houston has one win. They beat Kabul, I do believe. Alex Boone gets the inbound toss. Liberty gets the ball to start the second. See, you got Parker really working hard. This side over here is not doing much. Parker throws one inside to Wells. Wells kicks it out to Mays, who palms the three. Braden Mays, 5 points here in the first half. Got a couple rebounds.
I like putting Braden out on top of this stone right now.
Yeah. Shot put up no good. Defensive board for Liberty. Wells with another outlet. Alex Toon. Alex, Gavin Reese back to Alex. Alex on the left side. Brings it to Mays. Mays hands it off. The gas to Reese.
I think, nice catch.
Yeah. Mays to Parker. Inside to Wells. Oh, come on. Make that move.
Attaboy, Braden Mays.
Braden Mays, back-to-back threes. From about the same spot. Out top, DJ Riley for the Houston Tigers. Mays on the defense at top. That's Liberty a lot longer.
It is.
And they're running, you know, Alex Toon on that back row.
Yeah.
DJ Riley, shot fake, drives in. Scoop shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Gavin Reese. Reese, Alex Toon for three. Houston taking the timeout. 28-7, Liberty. And we've got 6:28 to go in the first half. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Part City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Part City Auto Parts store today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
7 again. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning and running the camera, Ricky Smith. Jordan Arthur gets it to Atkinson on the baseline. He gives it back to Arthur. Arthur looks to take it to the corner, spins on the baseline, skip pass across to Root. Root puts a three up, no good, follows the shot, gets the rebound, and that's going to be blocked and picked up by Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese, Alex Toon, pops three more.
Ooh.
Good. Liberty 31, Houston 7. DJ Riley out top, and that's a reach in on Parker. Yeah. Mays pretty much had it under control there, and Arthur thought, I might be able to knock this away and get hit with the foul. Actually, they're going to give that on. They're going to call that on Mays. So, Houston basketball, they're going to bring it in on the baseline under their own goal. 5:49 on the clock here in the first half. They get it to Atkinson. Atkinson brings it back off. Zeke Grange back into the ballgame. Arthur to Riley. Riley goes in. High floater. Up, no good. Rebound, Gavin Reese. Gavin's going to be fouled.
by Roots. Liberty basketball on the far end of the floor on the baseline. And again, in the backcourt, you got four Houston Tigers. And the Atkinson is the one man to beat. Larry's better. Liberty that time dribbled through it, and there's a wide open three for Parker, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes here in the second. Riley. Tigers get it to Atkinson. Atkinson loses it, and it's going to be a Houston turnover. Parker Toon takes it, goes up, left hand good. 36-7, 5 minutes to go in the half. Arthur with the three, good. Jordan Arthur with five now for the Tigers. Parker Toon, bounce pass, Wells.
Good.
Two more. You know, it's when you put yourself in a position, shot up, another nice move by Jordan Arthur. He's got seven for the Tigers. Parker Toon, three more off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound, the putback, won't fall, but Drayton will go the line and shoot two.
That's Wells' seventh rebound already in this first half.
Well, I mean, look at this right here. Houston has four. Liberty's got 11 defenses. Liberty's got four offenses. Houston with three, so Liberty's out-rebounded Houston 15-7 so far in the first half. Checking in, Owen Wells, 34 for the Houston Tigers. Second free throw's good by Drayton Wells. He now has got five. 39-12 is your score, Liberty. Roots. He gets it to Wells. Wells punches it back out to Roots. Roots gets it to Riley. Riley back to Roots. Roots with the three.
The third three-point basket for Houston in this first half.
Yeah, two here in the second. Eagles. Brayden Mays wants three more. That goes up. It won't fall. And Landon Hines into the ballgame for the Liberty Eagles. He takes the place of Parker Toon. DJ Riley. Root for three more. Top of the key. No good. Grange with the rebound. Put back. Won't fall. But he's fouled. He'll earn it from the free throw line.
Going to get Landon Hines on that foul right there.
39-15. 3:44 to go in the first half. Grange makes the first one. So Zeke is officially in the scorebook now. Second one is good. He makes them both. 39-17, Liberty. Tigers aren't pressing anymore.
No, they got out of that.
Yeah. Mays catches. Back out top to Reese. Reese going to drive in, goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. That's kind of working into Liberty's hands. You know, because
yeah.
They want to, Liberty wants to get, they want lanes.
Yeah.
Drive. And if there's a, and you cut the lane off, a kick out, and a wide open three. That's kind of what Liberty wants to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and Houston, what we've seen here in this first half, they matched up and went playing man-to-man defense. And the matchups, Liberty's kind of been exploiting those, when you've got, a 5'8", defensive kid playing on a 6'2", Brent, Mays, or Parker Toon, or Creighton Wells. I mean, those are matchups that you can isolate, and Liberty's done a really good job of the penetrate and dish off to the big man.
DJ Riley brings it across timeline, gets it to Jordan Arthur. He goes up, and Liberty's kind of got SWAT happy here. That's going to be on par for two. That's his first. Third team foul, and it puts Jordan Arthur at the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First one is no good. But Jordan will get another crack at it. Halftime, we'll go over some of the possibilities of next week's basketball schedule, because that's kind of what it is. We know Monday there's two games. Girls and boys are going to play Monday at Salem. Parker 2 for Liberty. Alex Toon for three. Ooh. Good. Third three of the quarter for Alex Toon. He's got 11.
Good to see Alex kind of getting up and going here.
Grange for the Houston Tigers. Gets it to Arthur. Arthur zips it to Root in the corner. Oh! Aiden Root says, hey, I can shoot the three too. 44-21, Liberty. Parker Toon matched up with DJ Riley. Alex Toon says, three more?
Yes.
A little bit of a time shot.
See, Houston fell back into a 2-3 zone. Kind of got out of that man here the last two or three trips.
DJ Riley bounced pass in the corner to Root. Root gets it to Wells. Wells can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Right now, everything Liberty's tried is not working.
Houston. Yeah.
Mays catches long pass. Puts a three up. No good. Wells with the rebound. He'll toss it out to Parker. Parker with the three. That's no good. And Houston turns it over. Parker Toon takes it to the rim for two more. That was just Houston Tiger ran into Braden Mays and a walk by the Tigers at the other end.
Mays kind of tweaked an ankle there on that collision.
Yeah,
he's gonna come to the side.
He was Houston. DJ Riley kind of ran into him, and then Arthur came to help. And when they collided with Mays, the ball was knocked out. Parker Toon picked it up. Reese now with the basketball on the left side of the floor. He'll bring it out between the circles behind the volleyball line. 1:10 to go. Wells catches high post. Drayton catches it at the low post, and he goes to the rim. Drayton now with 7 points here in the first. 51-21 Liberty. Grange gets it to Arthur. Arthur to Wells to go inside to Root. Root puts the fadeaway. Nice.
Good move.
Yeah, Caden Root.
Tough shot.
8 points for Caden, all coming here in the second for the Houston Tigers. 51-23. Gavin Reese out top. 31 seconds to go in the half. In the corner, Landon Hines going to shoot the three. Goes up, no good. Rebound. We'll give that to Wells. He kept it alive. Hit, no good. Parker Toon with the baseline jumper. That's no good. Houston gets the rebound, and they take it to the other end. And DJ Riley puts it in the bucket. Parker Toon drives down, shoots, no good, forcing it. And right now, Parker needs to kind of regather his composure. He's getting too worried about what's going on around him and what's not being called, and he's getting beat down the floor, and you can't lose your mind. You got to keep your head and just stay in the ball game, and better things will happen. So that's the end of the first half, 51-25. Liberty with the lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and go through first half stats. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
It's a new day, a new year.
considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Come to the NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
All right, welcome back. It's the half, Liberty 51, Houston 25. And going through the scoring, or the numbers, I guess, here in the first half for Houston. Scoring-wise, Jordan Arthur's got 8, Zeke Grange with 2, T.J. Riley's got 4, Heath Dennis with 3, Caden Root comes in off the bench and chips in 8. Houston scored 7 in the first, 18 in the second. They turned the basketball over 8 times, and they had 9 first-half rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds. For the Liberty Eagles, man, I really like this. Parker Toon, 11. Alex Toon, 14. Gavin Reese, 11. Brayden May, 8. Drayton Wells was 7. That's as good as we've seen all year, you know.
Yeah. And to go along with Wells, 7, he's got 9 rebounds and 4 blocks.
Yeah.
He's making a huge impact inside the lane right now.
Yeah. And Liberty, they scored, well, I didn't have that up, but they scored 19 in the first, 32 in the second.
Liberty shot the lights out in the second quarter. I mean, in that first half, Liberty's 8 of 13 from behind the three-point line. We got some guys that, you know, they've kind of been struggling here the last week or two. And this may be the coming out night that we needed right here before the district run.
Well, 7 threes in the second quarter alone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're seeing, we're seeing Alex Toon. You know, Alex is struggling. And, you know, we talked about it. And here in that second quarter, it was really nice to see because he's kind of got back into old Alex form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stroke is good. the rhythm is good and the shots are starting to fall for him. So, it's really good to see that coming around here right before, you know, the district run.
Well, Liberty on the boards, they've done a good job as well. They've got 11 defensive rebounds and 5 offensive rebounds. So, you know, 21 rebounds in the first half, which is, that's nothing to sneeze at as well. But, good job sharing the ball. And you know, we know we're going to talk about Parker, Alex, and Gavin in the scorebook. But, you know, when Braden Mays is, 8 points, I mean,
that's huge. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's a pressure relief for those other guys that, you know, that defense has to account for Braden Mays. They have to account for Drayton Wells.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just a Liberty player down there that's not a threat.
Yeah. Oh, not at all. And now, okay, here's what we know as of Friday, February 14th. Oh, and by the way, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. But, okay, Monday night, we will be at Salem. It will be boys and girls. There'll be JV girls, JV boys, varsity girls, varsity boys. All varsity games will be on the Fox 96.9.
Now, I think the first game started at 3.
Three,
because both schools don't have school on Monday already.
Okay.
So they're going to start early.
Then we have a Thursday night Thayer and Liberty girls game, which will be senior night at the Nest. And then Friday night, we have Liberty and Thayer boys, which will be senior night, that will be on the Fox 96 time. And both of those Thursday and Friday games will be live video streamed as well. But we are looking at the potential for a significant amount of precipitation, snow, to hit the ground Tuesday night. If that were to happen and the Thursday night game get called off, we're just going to play both games on Saturday night at the Nest.
That's as far as I know.
Right. That's where we're at right now. And JC, if you're listening, email me, brother. If any changes or anything happens to transpire. But that's kind of the plan.
They just kind of laying some tentative groundwork. That way, you know, if something does happen, because both
with
situations,
senior night,
girls and boys,
yeah,
both senior night and both have the ability to dictate what happens in the conference as far as crowning a conference champion.
Yeah, and all you parents out there, that I think most of the parents are here, but you know, it says, I'm not going to cry. It's not going to bother me. Yeah. I've seen it bring the toughest men to their knees.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, it's kind of like, it just hits you. You know, it's like, man, this ride's over.
Yep.
And it was so much fun. Win, lose, or draw. You know, seeing your child play, compete, having fun, and... You know, it's tough, man. It's really tough. But that's going to be a special night Thursday and Friday, or possibly Saturday. We will keep you abreast. Just keep it tuned to the Fox 96.9. Follow the Fox Facebook page. OzarkRadioNews.com is, bar none, the place to go for information. You know, we over 1 million visits.
Sweet.
I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy. So... That's you'll find tons of information there. And again, the Thursday and Friday, or the two games on Saturday, will be live video streams. So we're about ready for the second half. And again, it's a 51-25 basketball game. And the one thing I've noticed, you know, the officials over the last
five, 6 years, they've really kind of make sure these jerseys are tucked in. And because there was a we went through a stretch where
they'd be kind of untucked.
But here we go. Houston gets the basketball, starts the second half. Jordan Arthur gets a nice screen, drives in, but he loses the basketball.
It's going to be off delivery.
Yep, Gavin Reese thought he was going to be able to snag it up, and I would much rather see that than just let it go, because if you can get it, you get it. Jordan Arthur will inbound. No, it's DJ Riley. He will inbound. He brings it out top to Dennis. Dennis takes it in. And he's going to be fouled, and that's going to be a two-shot foul.
Yeah, thanks. Good, Alex.
I'll have that as Alex's third.
I think it's a second.
That's right, because I put him down one that they actually gave to Mays. So at the line, Nick Dennis. First one is good. It's concerned. Just as Liberty was able to pop in 32 in one quarter, Houston could do the same thing. Second free throw is good. Nice looking shot by Nick Dennis. He's got five in the game now. 51-27, just underway here in the third. Alex Toon with the basketball. Hands it off to Parker. Parker bounces
good
it.
Luck.
Yep. To Wells. Wells gets the bucket and the foul. I don't. Drayton didn't think he was getting the bucket. He was a little pooched, and it's like, I think the official said, you got something. The old-fashioned three's good for Drayton, so now he's in double digits in scoring in consecutive games now. Jordan Arthur for the Tigers at the other end, looking at your radio dial left to right. Tigers working to the right. Dennis gets the handoff. He gives it back to Arthur. Arthur looks to take it in. Goes under the bucket, now tosses it to the wing. Shot put up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Reese. Parker Toon thinks about a three. Now he's going to dribble. Kicks it to Alex Toon. Alex for three. He's got to study that one a little bit. Alex three more. 57-27 Liberty. DJ Riley, Jordan Arthur. Arthur out top, picked up by Alex Doon. Atkinson sets the screen. That gives Arthur enough room to shoot a three, hits the rim, and then goes out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Reese will bounce it in to Doon. Alex sets up on the left side of the floor. It's a screen from Wells.
Big screen.
Yeah, and that was Grange going to get hit with the foul on the floor. It's his second. That was a good screen.
It was a good screen. Alex ran his defender right off of it.
Yep. Reese will toss it into the backcourt to Alex Toon. He keeps it in the middle of the floor. He's picked up by Grange. Mays catches. Mays tosses it into Wells. And Wells gets called for the walk. It's okay, Drayton. 57-27. 6 minutes to go in the third. Out top, Dennis. Dennis. Grange. Oh, Grange zips it. Inside for Atkins, and it's tipped by Wells. It'll stay with the Houston Tigers. They'll bring it in under the basket on the baseline. Chilly Friday night in the Ozarks. Jordan Arthur catches the inbound toss. Picked up by Mays. Mays. Ooh, and lets Arthur make a nice move. Loses the basketball, goes out of bounds. That's a turnover. But he made a good move on Mace.
able to get by and get separation and then lost the ball. Parker Toon will get the handoff in the backcourt from Alex Toon. Parker gets it to Gavin Reese. Liberty kind of that weave and ooh and turnover right there again. Those long passes, you telegraph them. Shot at the other end, put up, no good, but the rebound for the Tigers. They'll get another chance. They go into Atkinson. He goes up strong and gets the bucket. Alex Toon, 57-29, Liberty. Gets it to Mays. Mays, high post. A well shot fake. There you
go.
Good
move.
Little shot fake, and that gave him all kinds of room to work. 59-31. Arthur takes it to the baseline. Grange catches it in the corner, shoots the three, no good. Rebound Liberty, Parker Toon with it. Parker gives it to Reese. Reese back to Parker, and it goes out of bounds as it was swatted away by DJ Riley. So it's Liberty basketball, and checking in, Gavin Daly and Caden Root. First time we've seen Daly on the floor for the Tigers. Oh, nice inbound pass by Alex Toon to a wide open Gavin Reese. Gavin gets two more. He's got 13 now in the game. 61-31. Here's a short jumper put up by the Tigers. No good. And the rebound taken by Nick Dennis and the timeout called by the Tigers. We'll take one as well. Liberty with the lead, 61-31. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
All right, 61-31 again, and Liberty not shooting quite as hot as they did in the set.
Kind of got a little sloppy, trying to run through some offense, make some passes, you know, some extra passes.
Well, you know, that's just what I was fixing to say. Boy, this is a golden opportunity right here to work on something. You know, if you wanted to get something going for districts, you know, here's their opportunity. Arthur makes a nice move. Jordan gets two more. He's got 10 now. And it's 61-33. Halfway through the third. Eagles with the lead in the basketball. Reese out top. Hines back into the ball game for Liberty. And Gavin's going to take it all the way in. Couldn't get the layup to go. Rebound taken by the Tigers. Arthur makes a spin move, but goes up no good. Parker Toon takes it the other direction. He has it taken away. Too many white jerseys. And DJ Riley gets an easy layup. Trying to do too much right there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, just slow it down.
When there's three white jerseys right around you, somebody's open, pull it out, you got a good lead, work on something. Alex Toon for three more, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to the Houston Tigers. Arthur catches, makes a nice move, creates his own shot, and drains a three. Yeah, right now, Liberty's kind of went away from what we were seeing.
Yeah.
And just kind of like a, if I got the ball, I'm shooting it.
Parker Toon is 7-0 run right now.
Parker Toon with the drive. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Houston. Jordan Arthur with two more.
9-0 run.
61-40. Gavin Reese out top. Gavin looks to take it into the corner now. It gets it to Parker. Parker, again, bucket to Wells. Well, that's kind of worked. We've seen that quite a bit in this game. And it's been there a lot all year.
It has. Yeah, the dribble drive and then the pass to the offside block. And Drayton's really cashed in with it this evening. What's he got, 14?
Drayton's almost 14.
Career high.
At the varsity level. The old-fashioned three is good. Make it 15.
15-pointer night for
Drayton Wells. And now we got an official timeout. I think it's the clock.
Yeah, the clock didn't start.
Caden Root will inbound. Caden Root tosses it in, and DJ Riley back to Root. Riley again out top with Mays. Now you got Mays back out top on defense. And it's going to be a lost ball turnover by the Tigers. That's their third turnover I've got in the third.
Yes. Yep. 11 total.
Liberty with one.
They've got 8 total.
Alex Toon out top. Takes it to the right wing. Gets it to Reese. Reese pulls the trigger for a three. Hits the back of the rim. Root with the rebound. Root to Dennis. Dennis goes in. Block shot. Well, out of bounds. It'll stay with Houston. 1:41 to go in the third. 64-38. Liberty. Tigers will stack it. Now they'll split. DJ Riley gets it out top to Dennis. Dennis reverses it out top. Little give and go. Back to Dennis. Dennis looking for some room, picking the pocket. Whoa, Mays almost picked the pocket, but Dennis was able to gather it up, kick the basketball, and put up and in. Effort right there by Daly. He wouldn't give up. And he gets two. 64-40. Liberty. Reese at the wing. He'll back it up behind the volleyball line. Work it to the right side. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon brings it out top. Gets it to the right. Spins! Goes up. Block shot by Daly. Daly tells Alex Toon to get that out of here. Nice job. And the sad thing about it, that's a great move Alex.
Yeah, it was a good move.
Inbound to Reese. Shot goes up. He can't get it. Gets his own rebound, and the putback won't fall. Gavin will earn it from the line. And Garrett, Caden Garrett with the foul. I think that's who it is, number four right here. Caden Guerrera. First one is good. Caden Guerrera is a freshman. No, he's a junior.
Yep.
Gavin Reese's second free throw is up. And no good. Arthur gets the rebound for the Tigers. Jordan tosses it into the corner. DJ Riley to Guerrera. Guerrera back to Arthur on the baseline. Goes up and can't get it to fall. Nice rebound for Drayton Wells. Alex Toon. Gavin Reese. Parker Toon goes up. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken by Houston. Root kicks it out. Riley for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Liberty, Drayton Wells.
Landon Hines for three. No good. And at the end of three, Liberty 65, Houston 40. We're back in 60 seconds with the fourth. It's Eagle Basketball on the Box 96.9.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there. In West Plains and in Houston.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the Anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
All right, welcome back as we head to the fourth. Liberty 65, Houston 40. And it'll be Liberty basketball to start the fourth. Alex Toon. Parker Toon. Nice pass. Reese. Two more and the foul.
Good backdoor cut there by Gavin.
You know, when you're
good bounce pass by Parker.
You know, Parker is such a talent, and he draws so much attention, and man, he can be a facilitator like nobody else, man. And the old-fashioned three is good. So, 17 now for Gavin Reese. DJ Riley takes it to the rim. Up, no good. Rebound, Parker Toon. He's going to take it all the way down and takes it to the rim, gets the bucket, and the foul.
Got Gavin Daly on the foul there for Houston.
That is his third. Parker Toon for the old-fashioned three. Too strong, goes off the back of the rim. And the rebound taken by Houston. Daly pulls it down. Riley working against Hines. Oh, what a bounce pass behind his back. Feed three put up, no good. That may be the best pass I've seen all year. Short jumper put up, no good. Riley with the rebound. The turnaround, good. Who's this young man?
He came to play tonight.
Just a sophomore. That was a great behind-the-back pass. Parker Toon with the basketball. Kicks it to Reese. Reese from the elbow. Good. Riley takes it down. Tosses out. A three goes up. No good. Rebound, Liberty. Alex Toon. Turns it over. Trying to roll it inside. Pass break, bucket good for, guess who? DJ Riley and the foul. I'm impressed with this sophomore, DJ Riley.
Yeah,
he's a junior.
He's a junior too.
Yep. The old-fashioned three is good. 72-44 Liberty. 6:15 to go in regulation. Reese, floats it in to Wells. Wells is fouled by Guerrera.
Oh,
and he's teed up. So, Drayton's going to shoot two free throws, and then Liberty will shoot two free throws, and then get the ball.
So who's going to shoot the technicals? Probably Parker or Alex?
Probably Alex.
First free throw by Drayton is good. Second free throw by Drayton is good.
I just let him shoot the other two, right?
Yeah.
So Alex is
going to have Alex.
This will turn the mercy clock on, and it does.
So you got Thompson coming in for Wells.
Yeah, what a night for Drayton. That's good. Yeah, let Thompson play the rest of the way out, you know. Get some more time banging in there and like see Brian kind of, you know, work at post.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get some threes, and he can shoot them, but let him get some work inside. The Liberty basketball now. 76-45, Eagles. Alex Toon into the corner to Parker. Parker has it taken away, and Jordan Arthur goes down and scores on the scoop shot. 76-47. Top of the key, three
for Alex Toon.
79-47, Liberty. Grange for the Tigers. Riley, he's going to be fouled at the paint. Is that Gavin? Yeah.
Yeah,
his first. Grange gets the inbound toss. And a kick basketball, it will stay with the Houston Tigers. Zeke Grange will inbound. Kick to the corner. Riley in traffic. Rolls it out to Root. And Holden into the ball game for Liberty. Arthur in traffic has it slapped away, taken away. Brian Thompson starts with a C.
Looks like you got Roger Hefner and Titus Jester getting ready to check in for Liberty.
Gavin says, "I want three more," and he hits the three. 82-47. Loose basketball. Riley, though, gathers it up. Gets it to Grange. Grange goes up. Jumper tips. No good. Rebound Liberty. Hines. Gets it to Holden. Gavin Reese. Gets the screen. Top of the key. Brian Thompson says, "I want some of this three."
Oh.
Brian with the three.
85-47.
DJ Riley going to be bumped, fouled. That may be on Thompson.
Yep, I think so.
On the floor. And that'll pause and get Jester in. And who else?
Roger Hefner.
Hefner.
Hefner comes in for Alex Toon. Jester comes in for Gavin Reese.
Here's a three by Root that goes up, and rebound Thompson. Thompson pulls it down. I wouldn't call it, that ain't a foul. They're going to call a jump ball, I guess. Yeah, jump ball. Tigers will toss it in on the baseline. Riley. To Grange. Back to Riley for three. It's good.
I'm telling you to remember the name, DJ Riley.
Jester. To Hines. Back to Jester. Hefner catches.
Hines for three, top of the key, up no good. Thompson with the rebound. He's going to be, oh, they're going to stay walk. I think he was fouled.
I do too. I think Coach Harrell will agree with us.
Riley. And there's going to be a foul against Liberty. Clock's going to continue to tick under 2 minutes.
I think they're going to get Thompson.
So it is Thompson. That's his second. They get it to Grange on the baseline. Grange goes up. No good. Thompson with the rebound taken away by Riley. And Riley, hard foul. Thompson. DJ Riley didn't care much for that. And it was a hard foul, but it was
a hard foul.
It wasn't dirty or none of that. But it was a... Thompson's a little fresh, you know, he's been getting fouled and they're kind of letting that go. Right now the officials are talking.
Just going to let the clock
run out. Yeah, they could just let the clock run out and then, and that wouldn't be necessarily a terrible thing to do.
So they got a common foul.
Yeah. Oh, a technical. Then there's a technical though. Who's the technical on? Oh, and they gave Brian Thompson a technical.
I didn't see anything. I never took my eye off of it.
No, I didn't either.
There was no, it was a hard foul, but it was on a block shot. There was no ill intent.
It was
a hard foul.
And, but there was no technical there. But DJ Riley hits the first free throw and they stop the clock for the technical. Second one is good. And then Houston will, now he's going to shoot two more. And that one's good. Liberty's going to win the game. But I'm not disputing that it wasn't a foul.
No. I mean, it was a foul. It was.
I actually thought maybe they was going to hit DJ Riley with the technical.
I did too. I thought it was going to be an offsetting technical just for what happened after.
Right.
After the shot.
So here we go. 12 seconds. 85-64. And another blocking foul going to the line to shoot two, but I don't think DJ will be able to get them off. And Ty Thompson is fouled out at the end of the game. But your final score, Liberty 85, Houston 54, and it got kind of wild.
It sure did.
At the end. Let's take a short break, Dylan, and we'll come back and wrap things up. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Bailey Shimming GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work.
born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow!
Great, now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there. In West Plains and in Houston.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. Liberty gets the win on the road at Houston. 85-54, scoring for Houston and Jordan Arthur, 17. Zeke Grange with 2. DJ Riley with 18. He had 12 in the fourth. 5 for Nick Dennis. 8 for Caden Ruth. Evan Daly with 2 and Brody Atkinson with 2. Houston had 12 turnovers. 17 total rebounds. They scored 7 in the first, 18 in the second, 15 in the third, 14 in the fourth. For Liberty, Parker Toon with 13, Alex Toon with 12, Parker Toon with 13, Alex Toon with 22, Gavin Reese with 22, Drake Mays with 8, Brian Thompson with 3, and Drayton Wells with 17. Liberty had 11 turnovers in the game. They scored 19 in the first, 32 in the second, 14 in the third, and 20 in the fourth. Liberty had 29 total rebounds. And threes, look at this, Tyler. 1, 2, 3, 4. Twelve threes made in the game.
Yeah, Liberty went 12 for 21.
Oh wow!
So a little better than 50%.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles, they now improve to 16-8, and they've got 2 more games.
Yes.
And then district.
Yeah. There or school and then there to finish out the SAA. Salem and there to finish out the SBA play, and then we're on to the district.
The Tigers, they move to 5-17 on the year, but Monday night we've got 2 more games. It'll be Varsity Girls, followed by Varsity Boys. And then also, Thursday night, Girls Senior Night. Friday night, Boys Senior Night. Or we could do both Senior Night games on Saturday. We'll keep you abreast. For Ricky Smith with the camera, Tyler Chowning, Dylan Groves back at the studio, I'm Gary Lee, saying happy Valentine's Day. God bless, good night, and enjoy your weekend.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.